Today we're going to study 49 and all the way to 56. And I pray that you are going to speak to each and every one of us. And I pray that you're going to bless us and give us good memory. Lord, I know that if we remember your word, you always remember your promise to your servant. And I pray that as we remember your word so that we know how to pray, when we pray according to your word, I pray that you're going to answer us in a speedy manner. And I pray that you bless each and every one of us. And especially during the summertime, we don't have to go to school and help our children to be diligent in studying your word and memorize it, so that as they grow older, they won't walk away from your truth. And they won't turn away from your law. But they will hasten and obey, and not delay, and obey your word. And I pray that you bless each and every one of us. And I pray that you speak through your servant to your children, and so that each and every one of us get blessing today. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. So, in 49, remember your word to your servant. What word? That word, you write that down, is the promise. The promise of God. In the Bible, God make a lot of promise to his children. And when the psalmist, in verse 49, he has already memorized so much Bible verses already. And in his daily life, he must have praying to the Lord according to the word of the Lord. So that's why he asked the Lord, remember your word to your servant, O Lord. Why? For you have given me hope. The promise of God always gives us hope. Okay? The word of God gives us hope. In today we study 49 up to 56, right? The word of God, the promise of God, not only give us hope, the promise of God also give us comfort. The word of God not only give us hope and comfort, and therefore the word of God only also give us joy. And that's the reason why we put the effort to remember God's word. Okay? When you remember God's word and you hold on to the word of the Lord, you hold on to his promise, and you use the word of God to pray back to God, and then you can pray in verse 49. Remember your word to your servant, O Lord, for you have given me hope. So that's why when I pray with hope. I know the Lord will answer me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Joanne? So, you're up to 48, right? I would like you to do one exercise, okay? Whatever the Bible verses do you memorize, you speak to the Lord like this. Say, Lord, when I'm in need, when I'm in trouble, when I'm weak, when I'm not happy, when I'm sad, I pray that you help me through the Holy Spirit to remember what you have said to me. And then I hold on to that verse 49 to pray to you. Our Heavenly Father, remember your word to your servant. Because you promised me that. And I use your word to pray to you. Do not let me be put to shame. When you pray like that, whatever the situation you are in, the Lord will deliver you. And that's why the psalmist says in verse 15, my comfort in my suffering is this. What is this comfort? The word of God not only gives us hope, the word of God also gives us comfort. My comfort in my suffering, my comfort in my sadness, my trouble is this. Your promise, your promise preserved my life. So in other words, I also find out that the Word of God not only give us hope, give us comfort, and give us what? Life. Preserve our life. Your promise preserve our life. When you are in trouble, when you face persecution, when someone chases after you, you are about to lose your life, you ask the Lord, you pray to the Lord, remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. Do not let me be disappointed. And my comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserve my life. Your word give me life. Your word give me hope. Your word give me comfort. Okay? And your word also give me joy. Verse 51. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. When the arrogant mock you, you don't need to mock them. Do not go for teeth, eye for eyes. What did the law say? Law say, love your enemy. So, when the arrogant mock you without restraint, the psalmist say, but I do not turn from your law. I keep your law and love my enemy. And pray for the enemy. And pray for my enemy, just like what Jesus has done. You remember what Jesus Christ has done on the cross? He said, Heavenly Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Right? When the arrogant mock you without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. It's very easy. Tooth for tooth, eye for eye. Right? Hand for hand. Right? When he mock you, then you mock him back. Then you get into a fight. And you can't save his life. When someone mock you, someone despise you, but the Lord lift you up. As long as you do not turn from His law, when someone mock you, you still love the enemy. So you are in a higher ground. You understand what I'm trying to say? And in your suffering, the Lord not only preserved your life, the Lord give you hope, and the Lord comfort you, and give you strength. Okay? Now, verse 51, now 52. And not only when your enemy, when the arrogant mock you without restraint, you do not turn from your law, and you also make that commitment. I remember your ancient law. What's the ancient law say? What's the command of God? Love your enemy as if you love yourself. That's exactly what Jesus has done. I remember your ancient law, O Lord. Right? Why would he remember ancient law? Because I find comfort in them. I find comfort in your law. If you are not fighting with your enemy, you love your enemy, and the Lord going to lift you up, the Lord going to honor you, the Lord going to bless you, the Lord going to give you strength. And He will be your refuge. He will be your strength. Even though your enemy mock you, but the Lord lift you up, honor you. When you don't turn from His law, when you remember His ancient law, and you will find comfort in that. That's 52. 53. Indignation gripped me because of the wicked. What gripped the psalmist? Because the wicked have forsaken your law. Even though the arrogant mock you without restraint, you still remember God's word to love them. You do not turn from God's law. By doing so, you follow the very footstep of Jesus Christ. And how God honors Jesus Christ, and God will honor you. Do not follow the way of this world. The way of this world is tooth for tooth, eye for eye. What happened if someone mocked you? Wesley, you mock him back? That's a natural instinct, right?
Yeah.
But what's the Christian way? What's Jesus' way? You do not turn from the law, right? You pray for the enemy. You pray for the arrogant. Who are the arrogant? The arrogant, you rebuild the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your law. They stray from the law. They don't obey the law. You don't follow them. They mock you. You understand? You don't mock him back. You pray for them. You bless them. And the Lord say, wow, Wesley, you are so good. And let me honor you then. And then the Lord will take away the disgrace you dread. For your law are good. Right? The disgrace that someone mock about you, the Lord will take away from you. And give you honor, replace it with honor. Is it good? For your law are good. Make sure that when you are in distress, when someone mock you, you bless them, you pray for them, and the Lord will set you in a higher ground. And by that time, you follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. When someone mock you, most of the people was doing things like that. Oh, they talk to his friend and ask the friend to comfort you. No, you don't need to talk to anyone. When someone mock you, who do you turn to? You turn to the Lord. You understand? I remember your ancient law, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. When someone mock you, where do you turn to, Daniel? God's word. Go to read his word. Find comfort in that. Because you told me, you promised you give me comfort. I don't need medication. I don't need any medicine. Who do I need? Jesus Christ. His way. I need his word. Because his word give me hope. His word give me life. His word give me comfort. And his word give me joy. On top of that, indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. But I'm not following their way. I'm not following the way of the wicked, nor do I follow the way of the arrogant. I follow the way of Jesus, the higher ground. You understand? So what happened? When you remember the ancient law, you find comfort in them, you don't need to fight back. The Lord gave you comfort already. Why do you need to talk to your friend? Most of the time when we don't have Jesus, when we are non-Christian, we don't have Jesus, we don't have the word of the Lord, someone upset you, you talk to your friend. To somehow to get comfort from them, right? Don't bother. Who should you talk to? Ever. Talk to the Lord. Tell them. And then go back and read the Bible. You talk to the Lord through prayer. And let the Lord talk to you through reading the scripture. I say that again. You talk to the Lord through your prayer. Let the Lord talk to you through reading the scripture. How does it sound? And then I remember your ancient law, O Lord, for I find comfort in your law. I find comfort in that. You not only remember, but you find comfort. It would the effort to remember God's word, right? Right? So what makes you happy? The word of God. What makes you sad? What makes you angry? Indignation gripped me because of the wicked who have forgotten, who have forsaken your law. Okay? Now remember one thing. If we have forsaken the law and not blessing the other people, the Lord will not be happy also. Indignation is a righteous anger. The Lord is happy to see that we love our enemy. We bless our enemy. We pray for them so that they turn around. Okay? Verse 54. Your decree, your word, your statute, your promise are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. Doesn't matter wherever I am. Whenever I think about the word of the Lord, I can sing about the word of the Lord because the word of the Lord gives me joy. What did the Bible say? James chapter 5, verse 30. If any of you is if any of you are sick, you should ask the elder to pray over him, to lay hand on him, anoint him with oil. If any of you are joyful or happy, you should sing songs of praise. If any of you are in trouble, you should pray to God, right? Daniel, could you read that, James 5:13?
Is anyone of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
If any of you are happy, in other words, Psalm 119, verse 54, the psalmist is very happy. What makes him happy? The word of the Lord makes him happy. The comfort from God keeps him happy. The hope that God gives him, the hope that God has given to him, make him happy. Okay? God's word gives us hope. God's word gives us life. God's word gives us comfort. God's word gives us joy, gives us happiness. If any of you are happy, he should what? Sing songs of praise. And so that's why the psalmist says, your decree is the theme of my song wherever I lodge. You know what? If you memorize God's word, you can use God's word not only to pray to God, you can use God's word to sing. Okay? So every Friday, our sister Zhong Rong, she's going to teach us to sing songs of praise. When you sing this kind of song, make sure you memorize it, it's God's word. Okay, when you're happy, you offer praise to God using His word. Your decree is the theme. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. You know what, Wesley? If you do not memorize God's word, if you only memorize the secular lyric, when you're happy, what do? You sing the song of the secular song. You know what I mean? The Lord's not happy with that. Right? When you're happy, what should you do? What kind of word do you praise the Lord? Using what? God's word, God's decree, God's statute, God's promise. Right? So by memorizing God's word, then you know how to sing, right? So I pray that our children, one of these days, when they memorize so many Bible verses, if you are gifted in music, I pray that the Holy Spirit is going to fill you so much that you can write, you can follow what the psalmist say, and then sing it, so that teach us how to sing. By singing the lyric of God's word, it helps us to memorize it. It's a lot easier, right? Daniel? Right? So who are gifted? Daniel, are you gifted in music? You know how to play guitar and all that? What? A piano?
Piano.
Violin too? Saxophone? Wow, you could you do it in you know?
Not really. I haven't played in a long time.
You haven't played for a long time? So what did the Lord say? If the Lord gives you the talent and you bury it in the ground. So you're going to come to our church to use it. And then and then lead us to sing. Okay? You know the song, the psalm that you memorize now? you know, try to make it. I give you one homework assignment. Psalm 119:54. Your decree are the theme of my song wherever I launch. Teach us how to sing about that. Okay, think about that. Only one Bible verse. Is it good?
I'll try.
You try. Verse 55. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord. And I will keep your law. Whenever you remember the name of Jesus, whenever you remember what he has done, you will always do what Jesus do. In verse 44, what did Jesus say? I will always obey your law forever and ever. And in the night, sometimes the night means the darkest moment of your life. Not only at night, at the darkest moment of your life too. In the night, in the darkest moment of your life, when you are in deep trouble, I remember your name. And you're going to deliver me of this trouble. Because your name is my refuge. It's my fortress. It's my stronghold. It's my strength. It's my ever-present help in trouble. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord. And I will keep your law. Okay? When you remember God's name, that means you remember what he has done, and we follow him. And finally, verse 56, the psalmist says, the reason why I'm doing this has been my practice. I obey your precept. Whatever situation you are in, when you are happy, you sing song. What kind of word do you sing? Your decree are the theme of my song wherever I launch. When you are sad, when someone mocked you, you still remember God's word. So what did the psalmist remember? I remember your name. I remember your promise. And then he asked the Lord, Lord, remember your promise. Remember your word to yourself. You understand? God will always remember his word to you. But do you remember his name? Do you remember his law? I mean his ancient law. The law of loving one another. The royal law. That's what the James said. You understand? Do you hear anything today? When you're happy, you sing the lyric of his decree, his promise. Next week, Daniel is going to teach us how to sing using the piano. Why do we get piano here? Okay? You got that? You're thinking already. Oh, that's good. But you want to sing it now? You got it? Not yet?
I'm nervous about it.
Come on, don't be nervous. I'm not asking you to... To teach us how to sing for the whole thing. Only one verse. Only 54. Okay? Alright? So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for our children. And I pray that during the summertime, you change their life. And help them to memorize your word. Whenever they see difficult situation, whether in their own life or in the life of their family, they know how to pray for their parents. They know how to pray for their teacher. They know how to pray for their friends. Lord, as we remember your word, as we remember your name, I pray that you remember your word to your servant too. For you have given us hope. You have given us light. You have given us joy. And you have given us comfort. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserved our lives. Lord, we give you thanks for your precious word. And I pray that you continue to bless us. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.